Now let's start with the cricket. Perth proved too strong for Brisbane in the T20 game on the Gold Coast last night.
Cathy, last night, and this might be telling in the modern milieu, Brisbane was undone by spin. Chasing Perth's 149, they fell 40 runs short as Ashton Agar and Farwood Ahmed, with those lovely wrong-ins of his, took 5 wickets between them. When T20 cricket first arrived, it was thought it would be the demise of the spin bowler, replaced by a never-ending run-up of tawdry medium paces. But look, captains and coaches over time have worked out that taking the pace right off the ball and at the same time giving it a fair old tweak has become a strategic attacking weapon. And look, this might also be the case in the Test match that starts tomorrow as well, because Australia is still considering playing two spinners, Nathan Lyon, of course, and the leg spinner, Mitchell Swepson. Justin Langer, the Australian coach, has indicated it is hard to make changes to a winning side, but the word is that the SCG pitch is going to take a little bit of spin, and there is this temptation to pick Mitchell Swepson, who has been promoted fully and continuously by Shane Warne, which is as good a CV or as good as a recommendation as you might get. But anyway, look, tonight, the ceaseless beast, that is the big bald Ash continues when Sydney Thunder, who would have to be thunderstruck to find themselves on the top of the competition given their performances over recent years, they play the self-appointed Melbourne Stars. To paraphrase Bill Laurie, Cathy, it's always happening.
It's always happening. And is it still happening with that yellow knob cap?
Yeah, yeah, and look, the players can't get rid of it fast enough. There's a real interesting thing. Everybody wants to be the leading run maker in a competition or to score a lot of runs, but nobody wants
to wear that.
Nobody wants this hat, the knob hat.
There we go. We'll see how long it lasts. Now to basketball, Warwick, and the Adelaide 36ers have rebounded from 3 losses by winning a close one over the Wildcats from Perth.
Yeah, look, after traversing, that should be pronounced, Warwick, after traversing the Nullarbor, the Wildcats are looking to go to the top of the NBL tree, but lack the New Year's Day resolution, you might say, of the 36ers, who looked beaten early and even late in the game, but showed enough to hold on to win 100 points to 97. Now, the Wildcats didn't help themselves. 3 of their tallest players, all of these guys over 205 centimetres, Nick Kay, Dario Hunt, and Majok, so good they named him twice, they failed out in the last quarter when everything was going hammer and tongs to try and get a win. Now, they're obviously having 3 of his players booted off the court didn't please the visitors coach, Trevor Gleeson. He said he'd never seen it before. And of course, as you do, all coaches do this, he blamed the referees. Now, Perth remains in second spot behind the Sydney Kings, who are Adelaide's next opponent. Adelaide hanging on to 5th spot now, but this is going to be a tough ask for the South Australians. They do have to travel to Sydney, so it's an interesting way the NBL's going at the moment, and also just the interesting fact that the crowds are coming back to basketball.
Yes, I've heard that there's a bit of a resurgence of basketball in this
country.
Well,
they do say when the Kings are strong, basketball is strong in Australia, and that's certainly the case at the moment. The Kings are on top of the ladder and really firing, although they've just faded a little bit in the last couple of matches, but they're expected to rebound quickly.
All right then, and in football, another step forward for Robbie Fowler's Brisbane Roar in the A-League last night.
Cathy, it was Brisbane's first away win since Fowler took control of the club. In fact, it was the Roar's first away win in 22 games. And there was another first under the tutelage of the famed Englishman, scoring in the first half, something they haven't done for a long while. It was a goal to Scott Neville that levelled the score, so the Western Sydney Wanderers were away early. The winner came from Brad Inman in the second half, a rip snorter that won him the praise of the coach, who is as keen on developing self-belief in this Brisbane Roar side as much as football skills. Brisbane is now inching its way up the ladder, while Western Sydney, well, it continues to wander. And in the W League, the Women's League, Brisbane Roar is back in action tonight, looking to hold on to 4th spot against Melbourne City and with the home ground advantage. So there you go, Cathy.
Now let's go back to tennis, and if the ATP Cup lives up to its hyperbole when it starts tomorrow in Brisbane, Perth and Sydney, we won't have seen anything like it in the history of the game. That's a big statement.
Oh, it is. Look, Cathy, the ATP's copywriters would have been struggling for breath after all these exertions. It's a fresh look, full of striking innovation, offering unprecedented access. And of course, there's the $22 million prize money. And yesterday, the sight of Rafael Nadal without a shirt on Rottnest Island. That's really getting the big guns out. But what the ATP Cup really is a 24-team competition which features not only the high-calibre Spanish, but Australia, coached by Leighton Hewitt, who has declared his team's Group F to be, yes, the pool of death. Australian teams in every sport have a penchant for diving into these. Just how deep this one is, we'll start to find out when Hewitt's charges, including Nick Kyrgios and Alex de Minaur, play Germany in Brisbane tomorrow, Cathy.
All right, and in football, Australia's loss set to be England's gain as Sam Kerr gets ready for her first game for Chelsea.
Yeah, look, Cathy, there's no doubt the absence of Kerr, who many regard as the best female footballer extant from the W League, has taken much of the sheen off the competition here in Australia, particularly at her old club, Perth Glory, who go into tomorrow night's game against Adelaide second last. That's uncharted territory, really, for Perth Glory. Kerr's been training the house down since arriving in England. She plays the first game for the Chelsea against Reading this weekend. And it won't be just her Glory teammates looking on with envy. Sydney FC star Chloe Legazzo is also considering the move to Europe, but she's deciding to wait to get an Italian passport to give her more flexibility of movement, something which may or not, of course, be limited by Brexit, Cathy.
And in cricket, Warwick, Tim Payne's time as captain of Australia far from over?
No, Cathy. Justin Langer, the Australian coach, no less, reckons Payne is one of the most important Australian players at the moment and would happily see him playing for at least another 2 years, while Ian Healy, one of the greatest of Aunt Sally's, has richly endorsed Payne, even though the Tasmanian has just turned 35. Healy says that Payne's best-keeping days are still in front of him. And Ian Healy even revisited the old Arthur Theodore Wallace grout line, borrowed from W.C. Fields, of course, about never giving a sucker an even break, something which might apply as much to former Test skipper Steve Smith, as Payne's heir apparent behind the stumps, Alex Carey. Now, Tim Payne is expected to lead an unchanged Australian side into the third Test against New Zealand at the SCG tomorrow, despite all the speculation about the possible inclusion of leg spinner Mitchell Swepson. It's a case of Cathy.
Okay. Thanks very much, Warwick. Great to have you back, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Good on you, Cathy.